All right, it's time for the property pulse here at 96.7 TSAFM with the Morning Brew right here. Every single Wednesday, we either talk with a realtor or a home inspector, and today it's Russ Rosinski's turn from Bird Dog Home Inspection. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning, Tom.
How are you today?
I'm great.
Awesome. Weather's getting better, and I think today we got to talk something about septic. Nobody likes to talk about it, but I think we need to talk about septic systems today, don't you?
We definitely do. It's a very important component of the home, so
it is.
I wanted to talk about septic and, let people know a few things. There's a lot of misconceptions about septics, mm-hmm. So it's an important thing for people to understand.
Yeah, so what is a septic system, by the way?
Yeah, and we'll try not to get too much into the weeds, but, people should understand that there's a lot of homes that are on a public, municipal sewer, mm-hmm. but then there's a lot of rural homes that are on an on-site wastewater treatment system, which is a septic system. And there's many different design configurations. Mm-hmm. There's systems that have all sorts of complicated components, but in the most basic sense, it's a tank where mm-hmm. all your waste goes that yep. settles and treats the solids. And then there's a leach field, some mm-hmm. sort of dispersal area where then clean or clear effluent is then discharged to then be treated by the soils.
Okay. All right, that sounds good.
So it's great stuff. It's a glamorous part of my job,
right? We gotta have it, especially if you don't have public, sewer. So, but why inspect this? Why do you have to inspect the system, septic system?
You've gotta inspect these because, first of all, it's one of the most costly systems mm-hmm. that's, part of the home.
True.
Roofs are very expensive as well. Heating systems are mm-hmm. very expensive. But a septic system can be sometimes $50,000 to replace.
Jeez.
That's a substantial, chunk of change.
It is.
And you need to know what you have there. And moreover, the septic system is also mostly underground. So
yes.
you can't see what's going on unless you have a professional come out
right.
and properly inspect that system.
Right. Like you.
Absolutely. I love doing these. I love doing septic system inspections.
Okay.
When the frost, we've had some pretty heavy frost at times this past winter.
Yeah, we think we touched on that in one of our previous podcasts on our line at WTSARadio.com. Right. So, all right. So we got that going on. And, So what does it entail? What is a septic inspection, basically?
Yeah, so if it's done right, uh-huh. which there's a lot of variations of how it's done,
mm-hmm.
But it really is a comprehensive review of the entire system.
Okay.
It includes scoping of the lines to and from the tank.
Mm-hmm.
It includes inspecting the tank itself, the contents of the tank, determining whether there's the proper contents are in the tank.
Mm-hmm.
Determining whether pumping is necessary or not.
Right.
The tank condition
mm-hmm.
and the baffle condition. The baffle is the most important part of the tank. I won't get into the details,
right.
but the bottom line is that baffle keeps the solids from exiting the tank.
Aha. Uh-huh.
That's very critical.
When you start to see that come out of the ground, you are in trouble.
Yeah. So when the solids get out of the tank, essentially you think of your leach field as a giant filter.
Yeah, yeah.
And if those solids get out of that tank,
mm-hmm.
then it plugs up the leach field, and that's when you start to fail a system.
I see. Oh, my goodness. That's not a good thing at all.
Yeah. So we're also going to inspect more than just the tank.
Uh-huh.
Downstream of the tank, there's oftentimes a distribution box, also called the D-box for short.
Yep.
I'll inspect for the material condition of the tank and signs of solids mm-hmm. In that distribution box. I'll also inspect for signs of past high level, and that could give us indications of the condition of the leach field or prior condition.
Mm-hmm. Wow. You're not bringing an excavator or anything, are you?
I am not. Doing all of this by hand,
That's crazy.
You wouldn't think of it to look at me. I'm not exactly a strapping lad.
That's okay. How far down you got to go, though? How far down usually is it?
There's limitations of a hand dig.
Uh-huh.
And, typically about 3 feet is the most I'll go.
Yeah.
You can only do so much and access so much, you know, as a single human being trying to get down that far.
You need like an X-ray or something, don't you, for the ground?
That would be nice. They do have ground penetrating radar, but you wouldn't be able to see the details that we need to see.
All right, I tried.
Yeah, and we'll also get into inspecting the leach field too.
Yeah.
So downstream of that leach field, you know, we'll do some internal scoping from the distribution box.
Mm-hmm.
We'll look for signs of prior high effluent or standing effluent at the time.
Okay.
And I'll also dig some test holes in the leach field to assess the sand and stone and determine if there's any, you know, staining of the soils, mm-hmm. signs of prior high effluent. Mm-hmm. And we'll also ensure that the system was constructed properly with the proper sand and stone. And mm-hmm. those things are very important as well.
Absolutely. Well, you're amazing. You do a lot.
it's complicated. There's more to it than most people think.
Right,
you know,
right.
I could go on and on and on about this stuff.
People don't think about it.
Doing.
Yeah, people don't think about it because, you know, it's septic.
they don't. They don't think of it at all.
Right.
It's one of those set it and forget it systems.
Absolutely.
And it's a big ouchie if you neglect your septic system for sure.
Exactly. Yeah. So what are some of the key septic system like best practices for people?
Best practices, you know, things that people really need to understand is, as far as your septic system goes,
uh-huh.
I'll keep it very, very simple here.
Okay.
Only human waste and toilet paper should be discharged to your septic system.
Right.
That's it. We can really keep it that simple.
Yeah.
You know, people oftentimes like to rinse too much grease down the drains. Mm. That's not a good thing. Sometimes a water conditioner will be discharging to the septic,
mm-hmm.
or a heating system that's a condensing system.
Yep.
Will discharge its condensate. Again, that's not a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
There's things such as heavy use of chemicals, like bleach, or here's a real big no-no, never ever rinse paints down your drain.
No, so that's
paints
crazy.
Paints can clog up your system pretty substantially, and it's at the micro level where it clogs up in the sand and soils in the leach field.
Right, it may go down like a liquid, but then it turns back to the solid quick, doesn't it?
That is correct.
And it doesn't do anything except sit there.
That's correct.
Oh my goodness. So what can you do for, like, you know, exterior system care or something, you know?
Yeah, so, you know, it's important for you to, A, know where your system is,
mm-hmm.
know where your tank is,
right?
You know, so you can have it pumped regularly.
Yep.
You know, it depends. Typically, 3 years is a magic number.
Right.
It really depends on the size of the household, the amount of use of the system.
Right.
You know, if it's a vacation home and you're only using it periodically on weekends,
yeah.
obviously you can pump
right.
less frequently, but typically every 3 years. So let's say 2 to 4 years, depending uh-huh. on your use.
Yeah.
And that's cheap insurance. You know, call up that septic pumper. It's way cheaper to spend, you know, a few hundred dollars
yes.
pumping your tank mm-hmm. regularly than it is to spend thousands and thousands to replace it.
I know all that. When I had the house in Massachusetts, it was the same way.
Absolutely. Yeah. So what happens in your tank is those solids build up.
Yes.
They encroach on what's called a clear area.
Mm-hmm.
And then every time a toilet is flushed, for example, it'll stir those solids, suspend those solids, and then allow those solids to exit the tank. So
yeah.
that's, in simplistic terms, why it's important to pump that tank regularly.
Absolutely.
You know, and then lastly, you know, knowing where your leach field is located, you don't want to drive any heavy wheeled vehicles over it. You can crush the lines.
Mm-hmm.
You can also compact the soils, and it's important that those soils remain untouched, so that there's a lot of oxygen that can flow, because oxygen is an important part of a septic system.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, they amaze me how those systems work.
it's science in motion.
Yeah,
I love
yeah.
it. And that's why, you know, septic inspections, you know, are far more than just looking at what you just see. You have
yeah.
to take in all of the data.
Right.
And it's critical to take in all that data and really
yeah.
give a good comprehensive evaluation of the system.
Right. I know we were talking about this off air and stuff, but, you know, Massachusetts is different than Vermont for when you go to sell your house,
because
they need Title V in Mass.
That's correct. And they start that process up front where the seller has to do that. I really
mm-hmm.
wish they did that around here. It would be great, because oftentimes we get in there, we're the 11th hour doing a septic
yeah.
inspection or a home inspection, and all of a sudden we find out there's big issues with the system.
Right.
That delays the whole process. It complicates things a lot more.
Right.
So common sense would say, do it up front, and have less drama in the 11th hour. Right,
but you're still doing the inspection. So isn't that kind of the same thing?
Absolutely, but it eliminates more of the confusion and the issues down the road. Mm-hmm. When people are looking at a timeline for closing, they're anticipating, you know, moving at a certain time, et cetera, et cetera.
Right, right.
But so it would be wise to do it in advance for sure. That'll help eliminate any kind of last-minute drama.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. And there's plenty of last-minute drama with all of the inspection findings that come out, whether it be a septic inspection or a home inspection. It just happens. That's what happens when you wait and manage risk at the end versus at the beginning.
Absolutely. So everybody listening, make sure that septic isn't working in order if you're going to sell your house, too.
For sure. It's very prudent to do so.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. And even if you aren't planning on selling your house, it's one of those things where I've had plenty of people reach out and say, hey, I want to know what's going on with my septic.
Yeah.
And I'll go in there and I'll end up finding multiple things that they can make simple repairs and substantially extend the life of their system.
Yeah.
So setting it and forgetting it is just not a good approach for a septic system.
Yeah.
You know, even if you have a system you don't know a lot about, you really should get an inspection and know more about what you have.
That sounds great. That sounds awesome. All right. Well, we're out of time again, and we could go on and on, but
we definitely could. We definitely could. I love this stuff.
Yeah, it's great. All right. Well, thank you so much for talking, you know what, with me.
You got it, Tom.
Figure it out, people. All right. Well, I appreciate you coming out in the Property Pulse with me every other Wednesday, and you have yourself a wonderful day, and get out there and do some inspections because the nice weather's coming.
Yes, sir. Will do.
All right. Thank you, Russ. Appreciate you. Have a good day. All right. There goes Russ Rosinski from Bird Dog Home Inspections, and you can check him out at birddoghome.com. Good morning.